Sometimes a new perspective is all that's needed to shift our way of thinking and bring us to a new state of mind. In this next hour, join author, medium, and intuitive life coach Kimberly Ray as she discusses spirituality interwoven through worldviews, cultural diversities, ideas, and experience. Share stories and embrace growth on Mindful Moments with Kimberly Ray as she offers tips and strategies for expanded awareness, welcomes callers for questions, and offers intuitive guidance from spirit and inspirational conversations.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are again on another Tuesday evening for yet another episode of Mindful Moments. I am your host, Kimberly Ray, and for those of you that may not know, I'm a psychic medium. I'm also an author of a book called Inside Out, kind of a self-mastery book, hopefully a self-help book for those of you that have read it or may be interested in reading it. And also like to consider myself an intuitive life coach based on the work that I find myself in and find myself doing. So here we are. This evening, actually, I decided to change it up a little bit and change the course of the show. As you guys may know, we sort of preset the topics for these shows, but what I do is hold space for spirit and their guidance. And the topic for the show tonight was no exception. My guides, as always, are offering input and advice, and today was no exception. So halfway through the day, I realized we need to talk about something different than what was preset. So here we are, all things grounding. That's my goal, to talk to you guys tonight about what it actually means to be grounded, how to get grounded, some tips to help ground yourself and maintain that groundedness. But before we get into all of that, I want to thank you guys so much for holding space for this show, for tuning in and for listening. And thank you so much, Om Times Radio, for having us. It's been just a couple weeks now, but it's been so much fun already. So I can only imagine what the future holds. I personally just returned back from a trip to the Red River Gorge down in Kentucky. Was an amazing trip. I was down there for a week, have recently fell into the sport of rock climbing, and you guys, it's incredible. For those of you that are looking to try something new or something adventurous, definitely give it a try. It is so much fun, especially when you can get outside, get on the rock. It's pretty incredible what happens between you and yourself, your thoughts, the rock. It's a pretty incredible experience. I want to share a little bit about that, and then we'll jump right in, answer some questions, offer some tips, and even take callers. So one thing I found in rock climbing this past week, you know, the way that we do the climbing is all about the grades, you know, starting at like a 5.5 all the way up. I think the hardest climb you can achieve is a 5.15. So obviously the higher the number, the harder the climb. Well, I found myself very eager to try a challenging climb that I knew was slightly out of my grade, but nonetheless gave it a try, gave it my best. And in that, you know, I found myself in these moments of facing possible defeat or triumph, and I realized it was up to me. Whichever one I chose would be the outcome. If I chose victory or if I chose defeat, either way, it was up to me. And you know, it was incredible what happened in those moments. Rock climbing is definitely a sport that builds character, if anything. It will humble you really quick every single time. I don't care how strong you think you are, how ready you think you are, it will humble you right back down to your true self and remind you of who you truly are. And that's just one of the many things that I like about it. And I think one of my most favorite moments this past week when I was climbing was overcoming the crux, which, you know, the crux is the hardest part of the climb. So there's a section that seems impossible and you want to give up and you're shaking your head like, this is impossible. But somehow you find movement and you overcome the crux. That's when I noticed myself, you know, you hold your breath and you go for it, you make the next move and made it, right? And then I noticed myself, I just let my breath out and I exhaled completely. And this really interesting exchange happened. You know, for those of you that are deeply spiritual like myself, I felt the rock absorb my breath. And it was just such a sigh of relief, you know, to get to the next moment and find something to hold on to and stay on the rock. And I felt so relieved in that moment. I heard my breath off of the rock, but I heard the rock absorb my breath. And it felt like such an incredible moment of connectedness. And in those moments, the rock just demands a hush over your soul, a hush over your thoughts. So you really can't have all of that mind chatter happening when you're climbing. All you're thinking about is your next move. So that's my little tidbit that I wanted to share. The Red River Gorge, you guys, is incredible. There's so many beautiful hikes and underground kayaking, all sorts of things that you can do. Get outside, explore, and feel adventurous. So I highly encourage you guys to take a visit to the area. If you're looking for a place to stay, look up the Bedrock at Red River Gorge. It's a pretty incredible place. So anyways, on to tonight's show. Last week, we kind of talked about, as I did the show from the Red River Gorge, accepting everything and being fully present in that. And tonight, you know, we were going to kind of carry on and talk about resisting nothing. But instead, I decided we need to talk about grounding, what that actually means and how to ground yourself. So I feel personally that grounding yourself and groundedness is highly, it's this preconceived notion that people have all these ideas of, and I want to bust up those myths and share the truth with you. I think the general consensus is that grounding yourself is something like, you know, connecting with nature, going outside and walking barefoot. But I think what we're forgetting to look at, what my guides really want to highlight, is what's happening when you set intentions to ground yourself. What's happening? It's not about being barefoot on the earth. You can be barefoot all day long on the earth and be so lofty and floating above yourself. And far away from being grounded. So it's really not about, you know, walking barefoot on the earth, but instead it's about your presence in that gesture or intention. It is about your presence in that thing that you are intending to call your being into grounded awareness. So instead of thinking about it like going outside and walking barefoot naturally grounds you, that it's more about your intentions and your quality of presence. Think about it. When you go outside and you go for a walk and you're intending to ground yourself, you're not focused on everything else. You're not focused on what you have to do next or what you have to take care of. Most of the time, when we go outside and take a hike or do things to ground ourselves or feel rejuvenated or restored, the reason why we feel restored is because we've allowed ourselves to be fully present in that action, in that thing that has restored us. So I invite you guys to look at what it is that you utilize, what, you know, whether it's riding a bike, going to the gym, rock climbing if it is, hiking, painting even, anything can ground you truly. It's more so about your intentions and your presence in those moments rather than what you're doing. You could do a million different things to ground your presence. But if you're not present, it's not going to ground you. So presence is groundedness. And groundedness is presence. So I want you guys to look at it that way. And I encourage you to look around in your life and ask yourself, do you do these things? Do you take time for grounding yourself? In the next segment, I definitely want to talk to you guys too about grounding in your discernment so that you can know the difference between others' emotions and what's being projected onto you versus your own thoughts and emotions. Because how many times have we gone to the store and we come back and we feel miserable? Or we've been around certain people and we come home and we feel tired or exhausted? So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But for now, I want you guys to look around and see how often are you doing those things for yourself? Is it a ritual that you do daily or maybe every other day to cultivate a high quality of presence with yourself? Or is it just something simple like going for a bike ride, going for a walk? Those sorts of things cultivate a high quality of presence. That high quality of presence grounds your energy into the here and now. So take a look around and figure out, and if you don't do those things, create space for those. Create space. Maybe it's just a cup of tea. Take time for that. Because if you're not taking time for yourself and that and grounding yourself and setting your intentions to do so, you will feel scattered, you'll feel all over the place, and you'll feel like you're being spread too thin or like you're spreading yourself too thin. And I can speak for myself. I know that all of us have been there. I can speak for myself definitely, and over-committing to all sorts of things. And sometimes when I do that, you know, I tend to take on a lot. I love to feel challenged and busy. I also like to feel still, of course, but I like to be contributing and working. But if I don't ground myself, I'm very ineffective. I can't complete any task, and I feel extremely indecisive in that process. And I bet maybe some of you guys can relate. Maybe some of you guys are quite the opposite, that you have a hard time committing to things and giving your energy to those things. If that's the case, ground yourself. Ground yourself. So I want to set the tone for the show tonight to be about that. I invite you guys to, and we'll get later into the show, you know, I'll kind of share some things that are great for you to set your intention through to cultivate a grounded awareness and kind of give you some examples of what I do. Maybe that'll help you. Maybe that'll give you ideas of what you can do to ground yourself here and now, especially if you're going through something challenging, or difficult, or even, you know, extremely intense and transformational. It's important to ground yourself and be present with yourself. So take time for that. Take time for that. And if you have questions, you know, I'd love to hear about how you feel sometimes maybe uprooted or something has knocked you off your foundation. Oftentimes when that happens, it's because we are giving our power away to a situation or a person and then just reacting. We kind of talked about this last week. If we're just reacting, we're not creating. If we're reacting, we're not grounded. And that's where it's important for us to stay connected to and remember our own intentions. That will ground us into the here and now every time. When our thoughts and our actions align with our intentions, we cultivate a higher presence with that, and then ultimately paving the path for success. If we don't know what we're working towards, chaos will just continue to snowball around us in our lives, and then we'll feel completely ungrounded and disconnected. So I hope that gives you guys a little bit of something to chew on. I hope that gives you guys a little bit of something to look at and be mindful, you know, take time for yourself. It is so easy to get caught up in our day in and day out routines and all of our to-dos that we forget to be. We forget to be present for ourselves. So take time for that, you guys. All right, I believe we have Rosalyn from Hawaii on the line. I hope I said that right. Rosalyn, if you're still hanging with us, if you're still on hold, welcome to the show. Let's see if we can bring her on and see what. Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. Thank you. That was pretty,
awesome.
That whole grounding thing.
So you're in Hawaii, Rosalyn?
Yeah, I am. I actually had a reading from you before, and I kind of comment here and there on your Facebook.
Awesome. But, well, yeah. I'm jealous that you're in Hawaii and I'm not. What island are you on?
I'm on the Big Island.
Oh,
yeah.
How nice. I want to visit it.
Yeah,
sometime.
It's really nice.
I think I'm going to be heading out that way.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, nice. We just have the Iron Man here. So we have
a lot
of tourists on our island. That's usually rare here. Yeah.
Now, were you affected by the volcano?
Well, we're on the other side of the island, but we were, actually the whole island was affected because of the fog, but I wasn't in the thick of, like, the the eruption, but my sister is super intuitive, and they were actually living in Leilani Estates area, and she was having feelings like, oh, you know, I think we should move already, like we need to move or something, and they set a date, and the date was the date that the eruption went off. But before that happened, maybe like 2 weeks before that, on a whim, they're like, you know, they're watch. My sister's watching the kid. Let's just move already. Mm-hmm. So then, because they had a place on Kona side where we are. And so they decide to, in one day, pick up all their things and move down to our side of the island. And then 2 weeks later, the place went off.
Wow, so that gives me chills.
Yeah.
Goodness. So glad she
But the Big Island, yeah, the Big Island does that to you. Like when you're here, it brings out this, like, if you're open to it. And most times the people who are drawn to this island are open to that kind of thing.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Pretty,
and, you know, I've heard from so many people that the Hawaiian Islands are thought to be the heart chakra of the earth. And I think that's an incredible
thing. Oh, my God. It is.
Yeah, I think it's such an incredible thing to think about, because I know that every time I visit Hawaii, my sister lives out there, every time I visit, you have to surrender to your heart. Like it's like another world out there. I mean, it truly feels like another world, and it's something that you can't help but to be, you know, sort of brought to your knees in the heart space because of the beauty.
It's humbling.
The aloha spirit, you know, it sort of revitalizes the life inside you. And with all that being said, I'm just saying, I can't wait till my trip in January. I'm going to be heading out there.
Yeah, take a trip up to Mauna Kea, because there's a big controversy.
Hang tight, Rosalind. We're going to go to a break, and we'll catch you on the other side and get to your question, okay?
No problem.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm talking with Rosalind from Hawaii, the Big Island. And we were just kind of talking about the Hawaiian Islands sort of feeling like the heart chakra of the earth because of what it does to you when you're there, when you're on the islands. You can't help but to be in the heart space and to feel overcome.
Yeah, there's a vibration.
With that gratitude, that compassion. And, you know, the show tonight is all about grounding, too. So that's it kind of flows right into, you know, talking about being grounded, because ultimately, if you're not grounded, you can't feel the effects of the Hawaiian Islands. And how sad would that be if you're not present?
It is really sad.
Connected.
Well, that's where the term Hawaii comes in. It's funny. And it's not a race thing. It's a spirit thing. It's a
right.
Hawaii means without breath or without a soul.
Wow. And, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So when you do hear that term, it's not because somebody's calling, you know, that person white, because anybody can get called that. It's just that a movie kind of, you know, a movie kind of sensationalized it as a racist thing.
Right. I've definitely been on the islands and heard that. That term, never really knew what it meant, but I was able to, when I was out there, I was actually able to connect with a Hawaiian shaman, I guess, if you want to call it that. And he taught us about Ho'oponopono, conflict and resolution, and it was a pretty incredible experience. And learning about the Aloha spirit, and you know, there is so much breath in the Hawaiian language, like aloha and mahalo. So you're hearing a lot of breath and breathing.
Exactly.
And it's like sharing the breath of life. And I think that's just the most beautiful thing.
And then a lot of those kind of cultures, you know, when it's indigenous people, a lot of times when they connect with each other, they actually embrace and their faces are together and they breathe in each other's breath.
Right.
And I know it's not just
the
Hawaiian culture, it's other cultures too that do the same thing.
Right.
So there's a lot of similarities between cultures.
What is your experience with being grounded, and your question, if you had a question too, go ahead.
Okay, well I have an experience about being grounded and not being grounded. So recently me and my other half took we hadn't been on an airplane in over a decade. And this is our first trip together. I actually planned it as a birthday surprise, but it was a month later. So we were like, oh, let's tie it in with our 20th anniversary. So it was like a small little trip, but it meant a lot to us. And going there, you know, going to Oahu, if you drive there, it's like the roads are so crazy. And I was born and raised there.
They're terrible,
Yes, it's really terrible, and it's scary, and I mean, I don't mean to scare anybody, but I was born and raised there, and all the streets are the same, but everything else has changed, and it's really sad. It made me sad going there, and the only thing that made me happy was seeing the beaches. And so just the driving alone, I felt like I lost control, and I wasn't grounded at all, and I actually felt like I started to lose control when I got on the plane, with just little things like, you know, having somebody else tell me what to do, just trying to be agreeable, just so that the trip would be, like, because we know we're getting into, like, see the intention. We already screwed up the intention by the high intensity of a walk. And so I wasn't grounded. So what had started to happen was that pain started to manifest physically in me, and I'd never, ever, ever, ever had this happen before. Like, that's how intense things got. And by the end of the trip, and when we got back, because some things happened, like the second to the last day we were there, we got targeted for a carjacking, which, thank God for the angels, because the whole time we were there, I was praying, and they kept me grounded. It was so trippy. It was a trippy thing, but that's another story. But the whole thing is the pain and not being grounded and losing control.
Sure. And,
I understand how people get.
Do you think that sometimes when we just go into the space of being agreeable, that we're actually losing our discernment, like our groundedness, our connection in our discernment, because I think a lot of people forget to exercise their discernment. They forget that it's a thing, and they forget to stay grounded in that. And then sometimes we do become overly agreeable, and then we kind of wake up and we go, "Oh gosh, like that's not what I want." That's
and
not
then
what
in
I
that
do.
Moment, you're kind of losing part of yourself too, and
right,
how you exactly. Discern and your values. So I think that's where my pain started coming in. And I actually went to the doctor for it, and I straight up told him, you know, I want to be, like, fixed. I know there's something wrong with me. Don't cover me up with pain, because I know how that works already. Don't cover me up with medication. I understand that in the moment, yeah, I might need it to help me through, but don't be the type where you're going to throw all this medication at me because you don't know how to fix me. I want my intention to be fixed.
One thing I always encourage you to, Rosalind, to always hold space for is that if you have a fix-it mentality, you will always have a problem. Like that's the cause and effect pattern, is that if we go into, I need to be fixed, I need to fix it, we're always going to manifest problems. We think or we perceive it to be the other way around, like there's a problem and I'm looking for a solution. But the actual cause is, the cause of the problem is the fix-it mentality. And then the problem, or, you know, the effect, rather, is what you think to be the solution. So if we always uphold, you know, space for problem solution being a reality or being a mechanism of operation where we allow ourselves to exist, then we're always going to perpetuate, you know, problems that we need fixed. So stay mindful of that,
too.
That way you...
Actually, for me, I could understand how that could apply to other people. But for me, when it comes to the doctors, I hardly ever go there because the particular doctor I go to, he's a really nice guy. He's been, like, I kind of let that overshadow what his real job is supposed to be.
Sure.
To, like, you know, like, address the problem instead of medicating it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he kind of herds everybody through his office. So
sure.
If I'm there, it's like, I know there's a problem. I knew that the reason for my pain was because, and a lot of people don't think like how I do. Like, whenever I do have pains or I get sick, I go to the root of it all. I think existentially. And then I get, like, I cure myself. It's trippy.
Sure. And, you know, you bring up a great point. I thank you so, so much for calling in, because you bring up a great point for the callers. And so we're going to get into that, you guys, here shortly in this segment and then even after the break. But, Rosalind, thank you so much for calling in.
No
I really
problem.
Appreciate you sharing and holding space, because I think a lot of people are going to connect to what you've talked about and what you've brought up. So thank you so much for calling. I wish you best, and please
thank
enjoy
you for having your show.
That Hawaiian breeze. You're welcome.
I will.
It's my pleasure. All right. Bye-bye, Rosalind. Now, you guys, I think Rosalind brings up a really valid point in that a lot of us look for, especially when we're not grounded, we look for that solution. We experience what we think to be a problem, or even, you know, kind of fall into the belief that there is a problem. We create, we create that story, right, that there's a problem. And then we begin to search for the solution. But just like Rosalind said, I heal myself, and I'm quoting her. She said, I heal myself. Knowing that we can do that and holding space for that as a part of our reality, again, creates or allows that simultaneity of cause and effect to take hold, especially when it comes to your health. When we know that we can create an effect, then we become more intentional with our cause. And we can only do this when we're grounded. That's the thing. That's the funny thing. If you find yourself reacting or feeling overtaken and governed by your emotions, that should be signal number one, red flag number one, that you're not grounded. I know for myself, it is a daily process to stay mindful. It's not a chore. It's not taxing, though, you guys. It shouldn't feel that way. If it does, you have work to do. I always tell people, if it feels hard to remember, if it feels difficult, taxing, and strenuous, then you're not quite there yet. You know, keep evolving, keep expanding, keep opening up. But ultimately, when we allow ourselves to transition into being fully present, everything we then, you know, everything we experience then is different when we're fully grounded. And I had this experience when I was driving home from Kentucky. Don't judge me, but judge me if you want to. I got this craving for Funyuns. You guys know those, like, crappy hydrogenated fake onion rings? Yeah, that's what I had a craving for. So I definitely stopped at the gas station, bought a big bag, and was on my way. But it was the exchange that I had with the cashier that really spoke to me. The cashier and I didn't really speak words, and it maybe just by kind of looking at things, maybe his English was a little bit broken. But the exchange was there in energy. The eye contact was there. I felt so grounded and so present to him, to this action, and in this moment, that I felt like I recognized myself in this person. Have you guys ever had that experience? Have you ever had that sensation where you feel so grounded and so connected that you can see or know yourself in another? That, my friends, is a surefire way of knowing and validating your groundedness, your presence. When you don't feel connected to someone, when you feel like space from them or spaced away from them, or like there's, you know, a gap between you two, don't project that on the other person, that they're doing something or they're far away or they're being spacious, but rather ask yourself, how present are you for yourself and in yourself, with yourself? Because that's what's going to cultivate that intimate inner connection with someone or anyone. If you have the ability to be that close and present with yourself, you then will feel that with other people. If you're afraid to be vulnerable and connected and grounded with yourself, you won't feel that with other people. You will always have to keep them at arm's length. This is something that we see often, because people are not only afraid of standing alone, being independent, you know, and practicing that discernment, but also afraid of intimacy, not with others, but with themselves, including intimacy with others, but mostly with themselves. And if we can't share that intimacy with ourselves and have that connection, you're not going to be able to share that with other people. So, and that is all about groundedness. It takes being present with yourself and for yourself. And so some of the ways that you can do this is being so free with who you are and what you want for yourself that that penetrates everything you do around you. Being so visibly present and so viable in your actions for yourself, in you know, standing up for yourself, being present for yourself. If there's something that you want, be present in that by doing it. If there's something that you've been longing to do, be present for yourself in that and hold space and do it. There's nothing saying that you can't, except you. So show up for yourself and you'll find yourself cultivating this new sense of self-awareness, and that is through groundedness. Now, I know a lot of you guys are probably asking, well, are there any tools? What can I do? What can I use to help me cultivate groundedness, like crystals and different things like that? And my answer is yes, but it's not so much about the crystal or the card or the ritual as it is the power of your intentions. Those tangible things like rituals and crystals definitely give you something to put your hands on and put that energy into so you can feel that connectedness, but just remember, it's not needed. If you develop an attachment to those tools, you're once again removing your personal power and externalizing it. So you have to go back in and cultivate that with yourself. Know that through yourself so that you can share it, you know, with anything outside of you. It's about sharing, not giving away. If you're coming from a place of giving away your presence, you're giving away your power, therefore becoming unplugged, unrooted, and ungrounded. So I invite you guys to adopt new rituals. And You know, I want to share an example with you guys. One of the rituals that I do personally is intention setting, you know, every single day, literally as simply as it is, just through burning incense. I set up an incense, I set an intention with that, and that as the incense completes, the connection to the intention is also, you know, set free. So that grounds me to that intention. Now, another thing, you know, and what I'm pointing at here is the power of discernment, or the importance of discernment. If you don't have discernment, you're always going to feel affected, if that makes sense. If you're not grounded in your discernment with who you are, with what you are, and what resonates with you, then you'll simply always just feel affected by the world around you, by society's norms and expectations. But when you allow yourself to stay connected to your discernment, you know, part of that means like thinking for yourself. It's great to have input from other people, but if other people's voices and opinions and input becomes your inner dialogue, now you're in trouble because there's no way to ground through that externalized sense of self-awareness. That being said, that's the best place to practice discernment. When you have all of those external influences, that's the best place to go, okay, wait a minute. I know I don't feel good. I know something is weighing on me, but is this mine or is this somebody else's? Is this mine or is this, you know, Susie's, that you were just spending all your afternoon with Susie and she was an emotional mess, right? Just going through something terrible and dumping all of her emotions on you. So on the other side of the break, we're going to finish this, continue talking about being grounded, finish up with some tips on how to maintain that groundedness. See you on the other side.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking all about maintaining discernment and practicing groundedness so that you stay connected to you and not affected by others around you. How important is that, especially these days in life and in society when things can feel really intense? It's so important for us to stay connected and grounded to our own personal self and discernment, not to take anything personally. That way we don't become affected by external things. Now, I'm not telling you to be not human and not have feelings and not connect to things through the way you feel. Of course, we all do. We're all human, right? We all have emotions. We have feelings. And that's like our radar that tells us what things mean to us by the way it makes us feel. And that's a strong place of truth. So always honor that. But there's a difference in being ruled by your feelings and emotions and being grounded to yourself in a way that allows you to govern your feelings and emotions. If you're not grounded, your feelings and emotions will rule you. They will govern your actions, your thoughts, your desires, and everything surrounding you. But if you are grounded, you have the ability to govern your emotions and feel in control, so to speak, of your emotions, but trust what you experience. So what I was talking about before the break was, we've all had that experience, but, you know, spending time with somebody, feeling great when you go to meet them or see them, but then when the meeting is over or the time spent is done, you feel drained, you feel terrible, or even knowing, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be around this person. They're so negative. You know, how am I going to handle it? I can't stand to be around that person. In that statement, catch yourself that you are reacting. You're already reacting. First of all, you're pre-calculating the outcome of the interaction, which doesn't allow you to be fully present and grounded in the experience. So if you're doing that, you know, back up just a moment. Allow yourself to be fully present in any experience. Even if 100 times over you know someone's terribly nasty, negative, whatever, it should be a clean slate, clean approach every single time. That means you're truly grounded and present. If you go in with resistance, with apprehensions, and your guard up, you are merely going to be enslaved to that effect, to that reaction. So, and then if you can't uphold your guard, you know, you're going to sort of freak out when your coping mechanisms fall apart. How many of us can say that that's happened? I know I can say that's happened to me. And what I've learned in that process is that, well, I just wasn't grounded. I was merely just reacting to a person, my thoughts, my feelings, or actions, whatever it is. So the most important thing is to be able to maintain groundedness through presence, through connection, without preconceived notions, without overthinking things or overcalculating events and circumstances, and just fully being present. It's kind of like just as easy as saying go with the flow. Be present. Be there for yourself. Stand up for yourself and who you are. Just kind of go with the flow. Always set an intention to leave things in a better state than what you found it. And the only way you can truly do that is by being grounded. The only way one enlightened thing can enlighten another thing is through that groundedness. Otherwise, it's just, you know, one illusion after the next. So some of the things that I want to, you know, give you guys just a couple of tips and maybe some strategies on how to do this. First, I do want to mention next weekend, there are 7 spots left for the Sedona retreat, you guys. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be magical. And if this is news to you guys, next week, October 25th through the 27th, I am hosting the annual Sedona retreat, the Full Moon Ascension Retreat. It's a 3-day event where myself and 2 other shamans will be present for you to channel spirit and to offer guided ceremonies, rituals, and things to help you integrate personal spiritual ascension into your being, into your life, so that you can live your best life, your highest life. A lot of people, and the goal with this retreat was to help you bridge the gap between your spiritual self and the epiphany of that and your everyday life. A lot of people say, well, you know, I've realized this whole spiritual side of myself, but when I go back home and go to work, I don't know how to maintain that, or I don't know how to uphold that awareness. So this retreat is all about teaching you how to ascend truly, properly, so that you can integrate that into your everyday life. Be an expanded being of light, because that's what we all are, right? So we are going to be doing things like a sweat lodge guided by a Native American shaman named Rahelio. He's fantastic. He's going to meet us there. We're going to have a medicine wheel experience with a Toltec shaman named Ty. He's going to be there with us also. Ty is a 20 years in, I believe, as a Toltec shaman, and is going to be helping all of us kind of realize our truth and integrate that into our everyday life. So we're going to be having also a drumming circle around a fire. It's going to be magical, you guys. If you want information on that, please visit my website at kimbabcockonline.com and visit the retreats page. I believe it's retreats and experiences. That's where you can find the itinerary, the information, and even see pictures of what we're going to be doing. It should be wonderful. It's going to be a magical event, and I hope you'll join us. Like I said, only 7 spots left. Now, with that being said, part of that, you know, a big dynamic of that retreat is to help you ground yourself into your true core authentic self and to sort of shed all the stories that you make up about yourself, all these beliefs that we sort of fall into in thinking that we can or we can't, or we should or we shouldn't, we could have, would have, you know, all of these stories that we create for ourselves kind of uproot us from our discernment, from ourself. And the goal of this retreat is to help you see and observe when that pattern is taking hold so that you can stay grounded in your discernment, connected to your true self, and live the best life, most productive, successful life possible. So I hope you'll join us. I look so forward to it. Now, moving on, I do want to share, before we run out of time for the show, I want to share a couple of tips on what I do personally for grounding. There's so many things that you can do. And remember, there's no right thing to do or right way to do it. It's really all about your actions. When you take action and set an intention, that qualifies your being. Now, I want you to take a minute here and look at, in reference to the law of attraction, right? In speaking in terms of the universe and how the universe exchanges with us and interacts with us. When we set an intention and we align with it, you know, we're grounded in it, present to it, that qualifies it and basically sets it into action. It activates it and it takes hold for us and in our reality. The universe doesn't quantify things. It doesn't say, oh, that's too much or that's too hard. It doesn't quantify things, but it qualifies things based on our alignment with it. We are energetic beings, and when we connect with something, we ground with it, we give it space to live. So that qualifies it and activates it into our reality. Now, sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do to ground myself. I don't have any interest. Anything can ground you, really, but it's really about what is it that has that effect on you, that demands a hush within you so still that all you are is just being. All you are is just still presence. Maybe you're a painter. Maybe it's drawing for you. Maybe it's gardening. Maybe it's biking or swimming or, you know, it could be anything. But whatever it is, it's that thing that allows you to be so fully present, you're not thinking about anything else. You're not worried about doing. You're just being. That's groundedness, presence. For me personally, there's a couple of things that I like to do. And I'm going to share these because maybe it inspires you to take power and do these things for yourself. So I have made a mixture with the help of one of my friends, Caesar. And he shared, you know, some spiritual rituals from his own experiences with me. And we've created a mixture, and we've put it into a spray bottle, and we spritz our aura with intention. The aroma is extremely stimulating, refreshing, and uplifting. And so we set the intention to ground and connect. And, of course, you know, while I'm refreshing and spraying myself, I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm thinking about that intention. I'm present to that intention. That's the awareness. So that's one simple little thing. It's so simple, you guys. It's the power of your intentions that create grounding. So that's one thing that I do often, and sometimes it's maybe a little obsessive, but not attached. It's just, it it's fun for me to know that I have that creative space. Another thing that I like to do is, like I said, smudge and burn incense. Incense is super easy. You light the incense, and I love if you look at the stick of incense, how it's so self-sacrificial. It sacrifices itself, you know, to offer that aura, to offer that smell. The aroma. So it sacrifices itself for something higher, right? A pleasant aroma. And so I love that concept of it when I look at a stick of incense burning and the way it sacrifices itself to release the aroma. That's what I like to do. I like to, you know, take myself into the surrendered state to really give way and give space to my intentions, my grounded awareness, my presence. That in itself, that is enlightenment. When we are grounded, we are enlightened. We're expanded. That is a gift to the universe, not only ourselves, but the universe, because one enlightened being enlightens another. If we're not enlightened, we obviously don't naturally expand others. So that, too, you know, is a gift to the universe. And then, you know, another thing that I like to do to ground myself is music and writing. Those two things are so, you know, when I listen to music, I don't think about anything except the way the melody makes me feel. And to me, that cultivates a high quality of presence that brings me right into the moment. So maybe that's the same for you. Maybe you play music. Maybe you are a musician and you play music, and that cultivates a strong, high quality of presence for you. I know for me, when I listen to music, I am so surrendered to the melody that there are times that I feel like I become the melody. I'm sure you guys can relate. We're all sound waves existing on a light scale, right? So, and that's why I think, you know, a lot of us are drawn to the vibrations of like singing bowls and things, because we can naturally resonate, and that is groundedness. That's presence. So don't get caught up when you see these things of, oh, just walk barefoot and then all of a sudden you're grounded, or, you know, take a bath because that's grounding, you know, take a bath with salt or something because that's grounding. It's not an automatic thing, you guys. It's not an automatic effect. It's not. So don't fool yourselves in falling into that trap that, oh, if I mix, you know, this tincture with that, then all of a sudden I'm automatically grounded. Instead, it's about your quality of presence in the now and your connectedness to self and your discernment in that presence that cultivates the grounding effect. And I'm sure you guys have felt the sensation of, oh my gosh, it feels so good to be around that person. I don't know why. I just love being around them. It's probably because they're grounded. They're probably grounding your energy. That's why it feels good to be around them. Think about it for a moment. We're all energy. We're all electric beings. And if we're not grounded, when we find that ground, we feel like we flow better, right? It's just like an electrical current. If we're not grounded, we're going to short fuse. And generally that happens with our health. We get tired. We get run down. We don't feel well. So listen to your body, listen to yourself, listen to when things resonate or when it doesn't. Don't give it any more energy than that. And be present for yourself. Show up for yourself. That's when you will cultivate the highest quality of groundedness and presence that you've ever experienced. That, my friends, is a magical place. I call it nirvana because then anything that threatens to disturb that seems laughable. You're in such a state of connectedness that it feels like nirvana. There's a knowing of everything being connected, everything being one. Nothing is separate or individual. But in that, you have such a strong sense of self, you're able to share it with others. And what a beautiful thing that is. So I encourage you guys, I invite you to please take time for yourself. Everybody should. At least 5 minutes a day, do something intentional for yourself, whether, like I said, it's a cup of tea, taking 5 minutes just to write in your journal, maybe just one page, or going outside, getting some fresh air. Be present in that walk, but take time for yourself so you can stay grounded, because if you're not, you're just going to feel like a victim to life. You're going to feel like a victim of your circumstances and the life around you. And nobody likes to feel that way. We've all been there, where we feel like life is bigger than us, right? Everything going on around us and circumstances is bigger than us. But I promise you guys, it's not. It's all about your connectedness. You are grounding, and when you're able to stay grounded and maintain that, that's when the beauty occurs, because you can share it with the world around you. Look at what you can do. Start to take notes. What can you adjust in your life to make way for and create space for rituals or even just little gestures for yourself? Stand in for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Show up for yourself, because others will show up for you too along the way. But truly, only you can hold space for your groundedness. Nobody else can come in and make you learn lessons for you. The only lessons you're ever going to learn are the ones that are self-realized. So remember that when you're caught up in reacting to life, and when you're feeling like life is bigger than you. Stay grounded, stay connected in the heart, and you'll be able to govern your life. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll continue this conversation, Mindful Moments, with myself, Kimberly Ray. Questions, visit me at kimbabcockonline.com. And I'll see you guys in Sedona. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.